Would you pray with me? And so, living God, we have sung already of your coming to earth. Our children have brought Christ to the manger, a symbol of what really happened. Our youth have read the scripture story. And now, as we lean into your word, we ask that you would bring your word to life in us, O Lord. May your spirit move freely among us, helping us hear whatever it is you want us to hear. And so you might help us be whoever it is you want us to be. And so you might help us on this Christmas Eve night and all the days ahead, do whatever it is that you want us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. During the Advent season, we have been looking at different lines from our famous Christmas carols and considering what it means to let these verses that we sing again and again move deep into our hearts. Tonight, our focus is that little tiny line in O Holy Night, "The soul felt its worth." What does it mean to have worth? The official definition says it's the level at which something or someone is to be or deserves to be valued. A little confession this Christmas Eve, I love the show Pawn Stars. Anybody else? I love Pawn Stars. Newest season on Netflix, it's good. And Pawn Stars, it's a pawn store in Las Vegas, and they get all kinds of crazy stuff that comes in the doors. And the question for everything that comes in the doors is, what's it worth? When something has potential to be a huge buy or a ginormous flop, Rick, the owner of the store, he will always tell the person, I'm interested, but if you will give me a few minutes, I'm going to call the expert to come in. And the expert, there's all kinds of experts out there in Vegas, it turns out. And the expert for this thing, whether it be for books or for guns or for memorabilia or for autographs or for toys, the expert comes in to take a look at the item. And they're going to know better than Rick does what it is worth because they spend their life delving into this item, this thing. So the expert shows up. And they get their magnifying glass and they look really close and they turn all the pages. They check every little stitch and then they decide what it's worth. The things that are worth the most are the things that are rare and the things that are highly sought after. It's got to be in good condition. Perhaps it's been in the hands of somebody famous. Or maybe it was present at a historic event that changed the world. Those things have a lot of worth. And the things that are worth the least, you know those things. They're the things that are tattered. They come in terrible condition. They've been through so much. Or they're things that are just frauds. Not even what they thought it was at all. There's just no market out there for them. What does it mean for something to have worth? What does it mean for something to be worth it? When we say that, we're saying that the effort that we're putting into something is going to be overshadowed by the results that we're going to get from it. So it's worth it. And for it not to be worth it means the effort far outweighs the results. We come into this world with no reason to doubt that we have worth. My little boy Miles turns 18 months tonight, or actually this morning. And he has no doubt in the world that he has worth. He says hi to everyone he meets. And he just assumes they want to say hi back, because why would they not? He is convinced that when he is awake, we want to be awake too. Because why would we not want to hang out with him? No matter what time of morning it is. He's not afraid to hold his arms out, to ask to be held. He's pretty sure you're not going to turn him away. Generous with his hugs. And he claps for himself at every little thing he does. He takes a bite of a green bean and he claps. It's like, I am like the best thing ever. This little guy, he's 18 months old, and to this day, he still knows that he's got worth. Because it's imprinted somewhere deep on his soul. He came into this world knowing this. But as his mom, my soul hurts knowing that in this world, bit by bit, his strong sense of worth is going to get tested. And you all know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? You had that parent who made you feel unwanted, and your soul questioned its worth. There was that time you weren't chosen for the team, and your soul questioned its worth. There was that first peer that told you you were too ugly or too dumb to be a part, that you were not good enough, and your soul questioned its worth. You've been used and abused by someone who just saw you as an object, and your soul questioned its worth. You've messed up so many times that you feel like damaged goods, and the soul questions its worth. You never really amounted to any of the things that you thought you would at this point of life. You were made to think that you only mattered if you in a room full of people still feel quiet and visible. The soul questions its worth. If you're honest, you really got no money to your name. Or you've got lots of money to your name and you still go to bed every night with that empty feeling. The soul questions its worth. And all of those records that play through our minds that tell us that we are damaged goods, that we are nothing extraordinary, that we are not highly sought after, that we have never been the ones to be in the presence of anyone famous. We are never the ones to get front row seats to big events. We're just us. Easy to pass over. Not making any pages of history. Carrying more regrets than successes. More heartaches than love stories. Our worth has been put to the test. It's been chipped away at until there's not a whole lot left in that bank that was once so full. Somewhere along the way, questioning our worth, we stopped waving to strangers, afraid that they might not wave back. And being ignored hurts. So we got to protect that tiny bit of worth that we're still holding on to. Somewhere along the way, we quit offering hugs anytime we felt that one was needed because we have now lived long enough to know what it's like to feel like you're imposing yourself on someone who doesn't really reciprocate the same need for you that you have for them. And so holding on to this little bit of worth we've got, we tend to hold our arms more like this than like this. Or when we're awake, literally, but also in our spirit, when we're awake with some new idea that we are excited about, something that we really want to try, something that we really want to do, we're reluctant to let anyone know about it because we're just not convinced that they really care all that much about what's brewing inside of us. And so we become a people who dream a whole bunch of silent dreams, unsure that we're worthy of being heard. Unsure why we would even think that we should expect someone else to want to dream with us. And when we do well, when we eat our green beans, we are quick to say, it's not really not a big deal. It's not a big deal. There's just no more clapping for ourselves, always questioning our goodness. Our worth has been chipped away, one insult, one rejection, one betrayal, one abuse, one moment of neglect at a time. Really, when we think about it, we're kind of like those items in the Las Vegas pawn store, waiting to see what the expert says we're worth. We're bracing for the worst. We're expecting to hear them walk in and look us over and say, yeah, this one's a fake. They know what they look like. Or this one's just worn and damaged. Or there's really just not a market out there for this one. But if we're honest, all of us are hoping against all hope that there might be a voice that says otherwise. That there might be someone who walks in who has some kind of authority who can give us back our worth. When Jesus took his first breath in Bethlehem, among all the many things he came to proclaim, of all the things he came to ensure, was one of them, maybe on the very top of the list, was that the children of God would know once and for all that our souls have worth, incredible worth, untaintable worth, immeasurable worth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared. And the soul felt its worth. My friends, there was a real day in history when the God of the universe could no longer bear to see how his children talked about themselves and treated themselves and talked about others and treated others. And so he finally said, you know, it's time. It is time to enter their world and remind them one and all, they have worth. The expert, the only one who really knows any one of us through and through. The one who can actually count the number of hairs on our head. The one who knows our thoughts before we think of them. The expert stepped down from his throne and entered a womb. And was born into our world as a helpless baby, all to say, you are so valued that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords chooses to come to you. You have been in the presence of the famous one. You have been wrapped up in history unfolding. Because the living God has come to be with you. My friends, your soul has worth. The expert, the only one who actually knows anything about our value, says in Christ Jesus that he would rather die than be without us. That he would leave his perfect world to walk in this messy one with us. Because he knows what our souls must remember. You have immeasurable worth. That Christmas night, ordinary people, poor, rural, people that would have been totally nameless for all of history were it not for this one event, were the ones chosen by God to welcome his son into our world. Mary and Joseph, and then the shepherds, people who really hadn't amounted to much. The shepherds were shepherds because they probably failed out of school at some point, if they even went at all. And they're the first ones. They're the first ones who are told, come and see him. He has come for you. That first Christmas, the nobodies, the I should have done mores, the I've never climbed any ladder at alls, were the very first to receive the king. And God himself was saying, you who feel least impressive in this room, hear this, your soul has incredible worth. You get a glimpse of the Savior. The expert has spoken, and you are valued. You are chosen for front row seats. Come and see God with us. You have worth. That first Christmas, this tiny baby would be held in any arms that would receive him. And those who had pulled back their embrace years ago because it had been rejected one too many times This God in this little tiny body lying in a manger said, I will be held by anyone who wants to hold me. And as Jesus grew taller and stronger, he opened his arms and said, I will hold any who want to be held by me. You don't have to earn his embrace. We just fall into it. Because Christmas tells us that we are loved just as we are, right where we are. God wants to be with us, held by us, and holding us, no matter who we think we are. This love that doesn't have to be earned or proven. It's just freely given. At Christmas, God shouts, your soul has worth because you are deeply loved by the Lord of all. Not because you've earned it. You just are. That first Christmas, when Jesus showed up in our world, he was saying in every possible way, I choose you. And all of those times of being unchosen, chipping away at our worth, they fade away in that moment, because who cares whether or not I got picked for the fifth grade basketball team or whether or not so-and-so dumped me, when God himself has said, I choose you and I want to be with you, so I am coming to get you. The expert has spoken. Your soul has worth. That first Christmas, you who feel invisible, God said, I see you. That first Christmas, Jesus was saying to those with heads held low, I am not ashamed of you. You who have messed up and feel like damaged goods, Jesus says, nah, you're worth every effort it's going to take to get you back. I still see beauty and value in you. The expert has spoken. And Christmas says that God is not ashamed of you. You're worth every effort it takes to be with him again. At Christmas, God tells us that he is for us, that he is with us, that he will never neglect us or forget about us or choose us last. Or condemn us. But instead, he will go to any extreme to save us. God calls us his own, sees more value in us than in all of the valuable things on Pawn Stars combined. At Christmas, we see that God is the expert about us. And he comes to a world that's been saying about us, I'm just not sure if they're worth investing in. I just can't really tell what the value is with that one. And at Christmas, God says, oh, I know that one. And I know their value. And trust me, you're never going to be able to afford them. Because they are highly sought after. One of a kind, I tell you. They've been through some stuff, yeah, but it's only made them more beautiful. And more costly. They are molded together in the hands of the most famous artist of all. And they have been held in the heart of the most powerful one of all. And they are so loved that kings have left their thrones just to hold them. Trust me, you cannot afford them. Only one can. And he has already claimed them as his own. They are not for sale, for they have great, great worth. Christmas tells us loud and clear, that's who you are. A beloved child of Emmanuel, God with us. My friends, may your soul feel its worth this Christmas, because when he appears, our souls feel their worth. What the world has tried to steal from us is restored. When Christ appears in our world, in our homes, in our lives, saying, I know you, and I choose to be with you because I'm crazy about you. Amen. I am crazy in love with you. The soul felt its worth. My friends, do you feel it? You are treasured beyond measure. Do you believe it? You are wanted and chosen. Do you know it? You are loved and cherished by a king. Do you accept it? That is the gift of Christmas. Jesus entering our world and saying all the lies and rejections and abuses that we have endured that have ever made us question our worth, their days are done. God's come to say to us, now this is a heart I want to dwell in. This is a child I want to bear my resemblance. This is one that I am proud to call my own. The soul felt its worth. And isn't that so much better than all the things under the tree? The soul felt its worth. What can we do as those who are so loved and so cherished? What can we do but come and adore the one who adores us so? And so come, all you cherished souls, and let us adore him together.